where is it at with Christine at the moment and the rest of the girls?
Where do I start? I don't know. we don't talk. I just don't know like where her place is.
Hello, I'm Jen Fricker.
And hello, it's me, Alexi Toliopoulos.
And this is a very special bonus episode of Literally Lived It, where we sit down with Netflix stars and storytellers to hear the real experiences behind the show or movie everyone's banging on about.
And today, Jen Fricker herself is freaking the heck out about this show.
I'm freaking excited.
Because we are talking to Mary Fitzgerald from one of your favorite shows, Selling Sunset, to find out what goes on at the Oppenheim Group in between the takes.
If you are listening to this podcast, I have no doubt that you are just at least peripherally aware of the sensation that is Selling Sunset. It's been in the Netflix top 10 trending so many times. If you're a reality TV fan, you know it, and you probably love it.
Yes, this show is all about seeing extravagant houses matched with dramatic feuds and an in-office romance here and there. And season 5 of the show is one that you're not going to miss if you're a reality TV show junkie. This series follows the lives of the real estate agents of the Oppenheim Group in West Hollywood.
This season, there's a new romance between Jason and his employee, Chriselle.
But the show also follows our hero, Mary Fitzgerald, as she gets promoted to office manager. And that is something that I am sure is set to ruffle a few feathers around the Oppenheim Group. But let's have a listen to all that drama in the trailer.
I would love it if Chriselle and Jason got married. I just don't want Jason to hurt her, though.
Where are you guys on babies?
It is risky when you're in an office and you're obviously dating your boss.
I was wondering why I wasn't getting listings. And then I was like, oh, yeah, it's because I'm not f***ing my boss.
That is rich coming from her. You know what? I am f***ing boss.
Hi. Hi, Chelsea Lasconi.
Chelsea, Christine, nice to meet you.
I always get what I want.
I just love this view. And I just love looking down on people.
In my new position as a manager, I need to figure out how to get everybody on a clean slate.
If you want to be part of the brokerage, you need to stop disrespecting the other agents.
I have never once instigated a situation.
Let's go.
If she's losing clients, we have to take that into consideration when we're looking at who's going to stay at the brokerage.
I don't think these bitches are ready because we are about to take over.
Black and blonde Barbie.
Well, Fricka, I got to tell you this. You made a prediction a couple of weeks ago on this show that your mission was to slowly transform me back into a reality TV show junkie. And let me tell you this, mission accomplished. I watched almost all of Selling Sunset in the last few days. I'm a freaking Mary Stan now. And I've been freaking out about our interview talking to her. I'm so excited. But it's because of your literal obsession with Selling Sunset that I got into it all.
I mean, Selling Sunset has everything I love in a show. Drama, crazy real estate, rich people, romance, and of course, some really like wonderful people.
Totally.
And I think our guest today, she's kind of the heart of the show.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mary Fitzgerald from Selling Sunset. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Selling Sunset is now in its 5th season. What is it about this show that you think people resonate so much with?
You know, I think it just has a little bit of everything. It's got, it's like real estate porn, it's fashion, friends, drama. There's just something for everybody. And there's always something new happening.
Seems like a lot is happening.
Yes. It's exhausting.
I've just binged like the whole series and I'm like right with you. I'm obsessed with it. It kind of hits all the boxes that I want it to hit. But one thing I'm really, really curious about is what's it like actually like to make a show that is about doing your actual real life job as well?
It's surreal, really. Yeah. I mean, we don't feel like anything has changed when we're just around each other, like Jason, Brett, Amanda, me, like we all just hang out together. We have for many, many, many years. And so it still kind of shocks me sometimes when we go out and people are like, oh my God, because we just think we're just living our lives. And then things happen when we're filming, it's a little bit different, but so cool at the same time that we can all experience this whole journey together. Mm. And we're all blessed.
Let's talk about where things are at in this fifth season. The end of the fourth season, things seemed pretty dark. There's a lot of conflict between the girls in the office. But one thing I find really refreshing about you, Mary, on the show is that you are kind of the peacemaker. You're no nonsense. You get in there and you cut through. Is that something that you've always felt like you were? Is that, or is that something that has kind of flourished within the show?
No, I've always been like that. I don't like conflict. I would actually be much more like this if it weren't for production, like where I feel like I'm almost not myself because I have to talk about things. I have to, no one's in my head. So normally if I assess a situation and it's, you can't do anything about it or it's just going to be negative, I just kind of seclude myself, walk away from it.
Sure.
But we have to let viewers know what is in our head so they understand what's going on with the office dynamic. And so we have to talk about it. So I'm like, I don't want to. I'm like, it makes me very uncomfortable.
Has it gotten any easier for you to vocalize those things?
A little. Yeah, a little bit. It depends what's going on. I definitely have more anxiety now than I did before we started the show. But yeah, it gets a little bit easier. I'm still adapting to this new world, but it's super cool because all of us are friends and we know each other so well and we can support each other because we all have different personalities and strengths and weaknesses. And so we can all support each other.
I think that's what I love about you. I'll say it. I love it about you that you're so like, so sweet and so kind. Like, you're always the first person to come hug someone if they're feeling down. And I think the way you like resolve conflicts is all like based around like fairness. Has that been something that the producers have tried to discourage you from doing to like bring more conflict, or are they happy with like the way that you find like this fairness around things?
I think that I do have to talk about stuff. So for me, that is like being involved in it, because I just would be like, I'm not even going to say someone's name. I'm not going to talk about this. I'm not going to keep doing this. Like, I feel so uncomfortable doing that, but we are filming a show.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to allow viewers to understand what's going on. If we're welcoming the cameras in, we have to make it make sense. So yeah, but they do encourage me to express my feelings.
Oh, you handle it amazingly well, I gotta say.
Yeah.
I mean, you are one of the OGs of the Oppenheim group. And you know, again, 5 seasons of this TV show. What was it like working at the Oppenheim group before the show was even in the air?
It was pretty much the same, really, but not as much drama. That's for sure. But somehow the cameras really amp it up. But it was pretty much the same. There are more agents in the office and staff that are constantly in the office that you don't see on the show, because it just gets way too loud in there.
Yeah.
You know, for everybody talking on the phone, trying to do stuff, it's too much commotion.
Dogs, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, well, they're right here. I actually just got yelled at by Jason because Kaylin went and picked him up from the office, which he knew, but he didn't get to say goodbye. He was out on the showing. And he's like, you stole them. And I didn't get to say goodbye.
Oh my gosh. Your like friendship relationship with Jason, I mean, your co-parents, your co-workers, how has that kind of changed over the course of the show? You know, because obviously you guys dated, like, was it 8 years ago, 10 years ago?
Probably 8 years ago, something. Yeah. Maybe more. I'm really bad with time.
Yeah. How is that working with an ex, I guess?
It's amazing. It works for us. I don't think of him as an ex. He's like my best friend, and we co-parent the dogs. He's one of Romaine's best friends. He's like a brother to him, and he's just family. I really don't see him as an ex. I mean, we like hug and cuddle and stuff like that, but it's like a brother now, like how Brett and I have always been.
Yeah.
So I mean, it would be so weird and awkward if like, I can't even think about like kissing or anything like that. I'm like, he's family.
Yeah.
But it wasn't always like that when we first broke up. It took a little bit, just like I think is happening with him and Chrishell, like where, you know, you just need a little bit of time to heal and adapt to the new relationship kind of status and how you feel about it and what the boundaries are. But they're getting there and they're doing well. They're friends. It's just, I don't think we're all like hanging out, cuddling on the couch. But I mean, but I hang out with both of them separately and they're very cordial and loving towards each other in a friendly way. But, you know, it just takes a little bit of time.
Yeah. Like any relationship, I guess, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of relationships, where is it at with Christine at the moment and the rest of the girls?
Everybody always wants to know.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's the other central conflict right now, right?
Where do I start? we don't talk. I wish her nothing but the best in life. I want her to be happy. I want her to, in just in life in general, I want her to live her best life. I just don't know how she can be involved in the office and with our friends because so much has happened that I just don't know like where her place is. Yeah, that's about all I'll say on that.
No, that's fair enough. I mean, there's a scene this season where, I mean, you've just been promoted to this new job and you see yourself, you know, being the peacemaker, Mary, but also having to be a boss at the same time. Has that changed how you relate to your friends? Like, do you have to draw a line between friend and boss lady, I guess?
Yes. Well, I don't normally, but I do feel the need to apologize to my friends because normally, I mean, if something happens, I would want to back my friends up. I would want to like protect them from stuff. And I'm not allowed to do that now. I have to take my friend hat off and not have a personal opinion or personal feelings. I have to have a manager opinion. Mm. And where it's like, is this good for the brokerage? Is this good for like, how do I strategically handle this? Not from an emotional standpoint or from a friend standpoint, but the girls are so understanding and they know. I'm like, you know, I would have your back, but I cannot be involved.
Yeah.
I can't like, I have to just be a boss right now. And I love you though.
Yeah.
What's off camera Mary like versus on camera Mary?
I don't dress up as much if I'm at home working because I work from home quite a bit now, but there's a lot going on, especially if I'm doing press and stuff like that. Yeah. I can't work from the office. It's first of all, like Jason talks on speakerphone at all times. And so everybody would know like confidential information. I tried that before and I was like, they couldn't hear me. They could hear him and all his clients' funny information.
So that's like, so amazing.
It's not happening. It can't ever happen again.
Oh my God.
So that's the biggest change is that we can't do speakerphone. We can't pace around the office doing business anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And then all my most recent buyers and listings have been in this area. I moved to the Valley and I've had a couple of them over here. So it's just so much more convenient to do all my stuff from here and then do whatever I have to do from my laptop. So I don't exactly dress up when I'm doing that. I'm normally in my yoga pants and like whatever.
We love that home office chic. That's what we're obsessed with these days.
Yeah.
It's so great. It's so much more comfortable. My feet are loving me for this decision.
Oh my God. Especially like some of the shoes that you wear and especially some of your castmates wear. Like when you go out to a listing like dressed fully to the nines, do you think that like that helps get people excited about the property because like, oh, we're in this like upper echelon lifestyle as well.
Mm. I never thought about that. I think, you know, honestly, I think I just based on the area and the type of clients I have, there are certain clients that kind of get mad at me. If not mad, but they're like, what are you doing? You do not have to dress up for us.
Wow.
And like, if I have heels on, they're like, do you have flip-flops or do you have flats? Go put them on. Stop killing your feet.
Yeah.
But those are like, you know, repeat clients. Yeah. If I'm in Bel Air with like an older demographic, I dress differently, more conservative. If I'm in Hollywood Hills, then you can wear like a bit more edgy kind of like whatever sexy kind of vibe, or you can just be completely casual, just business casual.
Wow.
And no one really cares, but it depends on where you're doing business and who the clientele is.
And is that all you, or do you have a stylist that like kind of preps you for these things?
It's just me. I just pick whatever I like and hope it's going to work for the occasion. I'm not as structured and strategic as some of the other girls are.
I mean, you really make it seem like that's the one thing about reality TV as well. I'm always like, I just, the idea of having to look put together all the time, like I just, it seems like so much stress.
Yeah, I'm a natural beauty, so I'm okay.
Yeah, obviously, he woke up like this, obviously.
you guys look great.
Oh, that's all we
wanted from this interview, yes. and we're done. No,
make sure we recorded that one specifically. That's all I want to hear.
And I'm super jealous of your sweatshirt because I'm like, I've become like a sweatshirt fanatic. I'm like, I have never owned more sweatshirts in my life.
Mary, what are you most excited for fans to see this season?
My new role is fun. I think overall, besides some of the drama that ends up getting hopefully sorted out in the end, I think a lot of the girls are kind of really trying to promote woman empowerment and like you can't be mean to people. You can't like do stuff like social media and all these things. Like everyone's like trying to tear each other down so often. I think it's really important. And we just all personally, and hopefully it'll show on the show that is not, you don't need to do that. Mm-hmm. You can build each other up. We can all rise together, support each other. And that makes you a better person by doing that. Like, it doesn't take anything away from you by building someone else up. So hopefully that will come through. If not, then if there are other seasons, then we'll have to try harder.
And will your TikToks feature in the next season? I'm not such a fan.
Oh my gosh. I'm actually having fun doing it. I have no idea what I'm doing. I can't even figure out I just don't know the techie portion of it. Mm. So we'll come up with whatever is fun. And I'll film it. I just can't post it.
Mary, one thing I'm dying to know, because you go around for your job to see some of the most amazing houses that I couldn't even imagine them. Do you get house envy at all, seeing all these amazing places?
You know, I don't. I appreciate a lot of the homes, but I wouldn't want to live. I'm too simple.
One pool's enough.
Yeah. Or you don't need 8 bathrooms.
If I can shower, I'm happy. I want something very homey, as long as my closet does keep getting bigger and bigger. Yes. And so I do feel the need to grow a little bit more because I would never have enough closet space. But other than that, I don't need a monstrosity. I don't want that. It's just like, it doesn't feel like home to me. It's not authentic or homey. I want to be at home and feel just like warm and cuddly. And like, I'm pretty basic.
And what's next for you, Mary? What's going on in your life?
Well, Romaine and I are actually doing embryo freezing right now. We're going through the process, just doing like all the genetic testing and stuff. And because we really need to do it, we've procrastinated long enough. We just work so much and don't really have like our schedules in alignment. And so it's just been delayed, but we really do have to do it now. So that's what we're doing. And then we're also going to start flipping homes. I know I've said this a gajillion times, I really have nothing to say because we're still trying to figure it out. Like our schedules are so off and we don't want to make a mistake because we're happy and we don't see each other that much. And we don't want it to come back to where when he comes home from work, then all we do is talk about finishes and what is delayed and how much this costs. We're over budget, da, 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 whatever. And so it's like, how big do we want to do? Like what is right for us? And how much does he need to scale back in his current job to take this on? It's a lot because we just don't want it to interfere with our relationship.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's Do you guys sad. Get time to unwind? It sounds like you're so busy with everything.
Yeah.
Not much.
Yeah.
No. And then I know. And then we're always like, every time we go, we have been trying to do some staycations, like even for one or two nights.
Oh, so nice.
Even when we go on vacation or go to events, we're with all of our friends in a big group. So it's, We really don't get much one-on-one time.
I did see, was it a video of you and Amanda? Were you at Coachella? Where were you? Yeah.
Wow.
That looked fun.
Yeah, we were 18 people in a house.
That honestly sounds like my nightmare.
No, it was a lot. I love everybody, but yeah, there's a lot going on and it's hard to just kind of be to yourself and spend time together because we love everybody. We want to hang out with them and spend time with them, but then you don't really get one-on-one time. So
Mary, thank you so much for joining us today on Literally Lived It. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you guys.
Oh, it was so much fun. You're the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
So like I was saying before, Jen, I've become a little bit obsessed with this show. I've been staying up late at night watching it, from going to 0 to 100% into it. It's been so fascinating because, you know, I'm a little bit of a real estate fan. As someone who will probably never own a home in my life, I get like a bit of a fantasy vibe when I see like amazing architecture or beautiful houses. So seeing stuff like a walk-in closet that is as big as my entire apartment, I get a sick rush seeing all that stuff.
Yes.
And then to have that balanced out with like, you know, exciting drama. I've changed. I'm a different guy than I was like three weeks ago.
You've come down to my level and I love it.
You know, won.
You are one of Australia's great film critics. You know what I mean? Such an encyclopedic knowledge of film, mm-hmm. the history of film, where film is going.
Yeah.
I feel like you are such a font of knowledge and a resource for people around you. And to just watch that part of your brain wither away and join me in the reality TV muck.
If you could see like a graph of like how many hours I spent watching movies to how many hours I spent watching Selling Sunset this week, it's like 1 to 100, yes. basically. And like this show, I think is like, it's also quite nice as well. Like you were saying, like when we were talking to Mary as well, I think it's like refreshing to see a character like her on a show like this, or a personality like hers, where you conflict resolution is like based in like kindness and fairness and stuff. And to see that combat like really out there, fun, conflicting characters like Christine. And then, you know, Mary dresses so nicely and then people dress so extravagantly around her and stuff. I'm fascinated by this show. I'm like a lifelong diehard stan now, I think.
I love that. I love that you love it.
And we also did an episode on The Ultimatum not too long ago. So if you haven't listened to that, you'll find out why I'm also obsessed with that reality TV show as well now. And it's like reality show generation 6, you know, where it's like fully out there and breaking down like new walls and stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, that makes sense because the creators of Selling Sunset created The Hills, like one of those very like OG... Yeah. reality TV shows.
Yeah,
you know,
Heidi and Spencer, I Remember the Hills.
Exactly. It's a pedigree to come from. And so I feel like what they've done is taken the best parts of The Hills, which was the romances, the dramas,
the location,
and they've just made it even better, turned the volume up on it. And that's why I love it. I mean, also, I love reality TV. Like, I got into Selling Sunset during the first lockdown here in Sydney, and it was fun. It was fun to watch people who I'll probably never meet in real life.
Yeah.
I don't come across.
Changed now.
I mean, obviously.
You've met Mary.
We're going to be on season 6. This is how we're announcing it.
Yes, I want to buy a $10 billion house.
This is Alexi and I rocking out to the office. Hello. We would like a house with 12 bedrooms.
And all of them should have a closet. That's what I demand.
I want infinity pools like a moat around the house.
I want infinity pools, okay? And I know you guys can find that place for me.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's escapism.
Absolutely, yeah.
But it's also cool to like talk to Mary because she just seems like a very down-to-earth normal person, as much as one can be, I guess.
I gotta tell you, Fricks, I'm obsessed with Christine.
Oh my God.
Christine as the kind of like her evolution from sassy person to like
super villain.
Super villain.
The Joker. She's the Joker origin story.
Oh my God. Now that's the movie that I want to make.
Yeah.
I love her. I'm obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with her reality in the reality show. And I love her costuming. She dresses like a freaking dictator from Alice in Wonderland or something.
She's like Dictator Barbie.
Oh,
She knows it, and that's why I love her too.
I just absolutely adore her as a, you know, reality TV personality coming up against people like Mary, who are like sweet and kind and grounded and down to earth people, and the matchup between them being based in like a genuine real friendship. You know, this is a special reality show for many reasons, but I think that is like the unique one that this show has.
Picking up on that, it is really interesting because it's something you don't necessarily see a lot in reality TV is friendship breakups, where you've been friends for a really long time and then you just, it just changes like that.
Yeah.
I think personally, friendship breakups sometimes hurt worse than... Because there's so much more time and and depth to it than, and so to then have to like have a friendship breakup, continue to work with this person, and then feel like they're professionally undermining you. I mean, that's so brutal.
Yeah.
And I hope it never happens to us.
I hope it doesn't happen to us. Fingers crossed, knock
on wood.
But if
you ever cross me...
Oh, I will betray you in a freaking heartbeat.
I will come in, I'll stomp in here in my six-inch heels and my 12-inch wig, and I will ruin your life, Alexi.
I will be sitting here smirking and laughing away as I twirl my platinum blonde hair and sit in my Muppet-textured bouffant outfit. I will be cackling away as your life withers in front of me.
I will be I'll be wearing Chanel as I drag you to hell.
Wow. I'll be wearing Chanel number 666 as I'm a devilish fiend in front of you. Anyway, this show is awesome. I like reality TV. I'm a new fella. Yes. I've changed my life. I like reality TV again.
And that's a wrap.
Selling Sunset Season 5 is available on Netflix right now for your viewing pleasure.
And thank you so much to Mary from Selling Sunset for taking some time out of her very busy schedule to come on the show.
And please do leave us a review on Apple and Spotify. And in your review, tell us if your house were a flavour, what flavour would it be?
What flavour would your house be?
My house will probably be flavoured with all the aromas of my Grecian Hellenic cooking I do in the kitchen. So rosemary, oregano, lamb, and of course a little bit of cinnamon here and there.
Oh, bit of depth.
And if your home was flavoursome, what would it
be? Oh.
What would it be?
What flavour would my home be? Sour straps.
Okay.
Sour gummies.
Yeah, emphasis on the sour for some reason.
I will not be explaining it. This podcast was recorded on Gadigal land.
And thank you to our executive producer, Priya Tarzada, and our producer, Abby Lenton.
And finally, thank you to you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.